Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3,
to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh, it's beautiful weather here on the East Coast. North Carolina is sunny and 85 today. But we got an empowering show for you. That's what we like to do, empower you. So we're going to be talking about some really strong antioxidants, another way that you can power up your immune system to fight those killer bugs out there. So we're going to talk about that. And also we're going to be talking about some genetic mutation. And if we get time, maybe we'll talk about sinuses because, you know, allergy season's here. We got pollen everywhere. All the cars are starting to look yellow. I don't care what color your car is. It's yellow today. And of course, you know, coming up, we got the next show on Thursday. We got John Monroe's going to be with us. He is our natural vision expert. So I hope you can tune in. If you've got, you know, concerns about cataracts or macular degeneration or floaters or, you know, just nearsightedness, pink eye, whatever, definitely want to tune in because John is going to offer you some options. And he'll be with us. He's from Dr. Banker's group. He's been with us before. And he's also going to check in on me because I'm using my herbal eyewash and his eye exercises from their vision kit, which is excellent, to strengthen my eyeballs. And get rid of the nearsightedness, and it's working. So, was a -4. Now I'm a -2.5. I'm kind of plateauing at 2.5, but then of course, you know, I kind of lightened up on my exercises, and I'm just now trying to get back into that pattern of doing them. So, and that's okay. You know, you can take a little break if you want. Also, I wanted to let you folks know that if you've been thinking about getting your backup currency, now's the time. Yes, I hear. Prices have shifted again. And the person to call is Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. And you can give her a call toll-free at 800-375-4188, 375-4188. discount gold and silver trading. Of course, their banner's on our links page. If you want to go to thepowerherbs.com and check out their banner on the link page, you can just get on over there. We have a quack report. We got lots of great stuff. But first, a big salute and semper fi to our military, always looking out for our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer. And, you know, I hit the knees every day, seek the Lord's face, and I pray for all of America. I pray for righteous leadership. I pray for the Lord to install righteous men, you know, and okay, men and women, that will do the right thing all across this land and stop this craziness. It is crazy. We live in interesting times, but mind the time. Seek the Lord's face. The time grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All righty. What do we have? Let's see. Ooh, guess what? The U.S. Center for Disease Control, new government study has found that Americans are, you know, stretching their prescriptions, or they're just skipping their prescriptions altogether to save money. That's right. Especially Americans that are under the age of 65, they're skipping their prescription medications. That's right. So adults under 65, most likely to skip the medication route to reduce their costs. 13% of Americans younger than the retirement age don't take their prescription meds because they want to save money. They don't want to spend the money. 6% of older folks over 65 are doing the same thing. My goodness. So we've got in 2011, according to the research, Americans spent $45 billion out of pocket on retail prescription drugs. And according to researchers, they predict that spending on drugs is going to increase an average of 6.6%. And going down, it's going up. The study revealed that uninsured Americans, most likely than those on Medicaid, to use different strategies to save money on prescription drugs, like stretch their drugs a little bit, or there's others that are even finding alternative solutions, alternative therapies to avoid the prescription drug costs altogether. There you go. Well, I don't thank Obamacare for that, but, you know, hey, I go the alternate route anyway. Moving along in the quack report, let's see, flu vaccine. The bird flu, the H1N1, they have linked it. Of course, there have been several studies all over the planet, Sweden, Spain, a number of them affirming this new paper that's out in a British medical journal a few weeks ago came out. PLOS 1. They identified the same information, which means people under the age of 30, okay, are having a really bad reaction to the swine flu H1N1 flu vaccine. Narcolepsy. Yeah. Developing narcolepsy with just one flu vaccine. People 30 and younger, when they get that flu vaccine, they double the risk of getting narcolepsy, according to the research. So the study determined that for every 100,000 people vaccinated with the Panorimix, I guess that's the name of the vaccine, it's made by GlaxoSmithKline, they said for every 1,000 people vaccinated, 4 cases of narcolepsy are going to happen. Among those 20 and younger, same thing. So if you're under 30, you double and triple your chances of getting that horribly debilitating disorder of narcolepsy, you know, kind of just, you know, driving down the road to work and then you're just going to take a nap. Bad idea. Bad idea. They think the trigger for this, the narcolepsy side effect, is an ASO3 adjuvant that they put in the flu vaccine, squalene adjuvant. So they're just looking at, you maybe, I guess, swapping that for something else. Oh, can cause another autoimmune disorder, but arthritis, lupus, multiple sclerosis, MS, various other conditions they think are all linked to vaccines and especially adjuvants. What else is in the quacker? Let's see. Clostridium, it's, you know what that is? It's an antibiotic-resistant infection. Clostridium, they also, it's known as C. diff at the hospitals, because this is where you're going to get it, most likely, is at the hospitals. This is a rapidly spreading bacterium that is, of course, drug-resistant. Nothing going to stop it. Researchers have managed to show how this bacteria is traveling from place to place. They went and got forensic strains of this bacterium. They're analyzing the different strains and the genetic code of the strains, because this thing mutates like no other. They have found that hospital infections tend to become more severe after the bacteria is more severe after it's resistant to antibiotics, so it morphs into its killer phase and becomes a superbug. While it's typically not lethal, C. diff or Clostridium, I'll get it out there, kills about 14,000 people a year in the United States. Okay, Center for Disease Control has those statistics. Scientists have found that this C. diff mutates very rapidly, and it's just traveling from U.S., let's see, jumping from the United States to Switzerland and then to South Korea. There's another strain of this C. diff called FQR2, began in Canada, went to North America, then Europe, Australia, and the U.K. So it gets around, probably on those planes. Yes, yes. Last but not least in the quack report, there are six ways that you can maximize one of the most powerful antioxidant, wonderful herbs around, and it's peppermint. That's right. People think of the menthol and the peppermint as a therapeutic active ingredient. However, other than the menthol, there's some flavonoids and antioxidants in the peppermint. It makes peppermint an antimicrobial, antiviral, antioxidant type of herb. It's awesome. Now, here's some tips. They say peppermint has a relaxation effect on the gastrointestinal tract, reduces pain and spasmings if you have, you know, IBS, spastic bowel, that kind of thing. Also, it helps, peppermint helps with, they think it has an anti-tumor property. So they're investigating that. A couple of drops of peppermint and put in some water will absolutely help digestion, eliminates a little bit of the gas and stomach ache and belching, you know. Also, quick relief, they say, from respiratory, but it's temporary, so that they tend to like to give it to asthma. You know, if you have asthma, then you can layer that peppermint with a really great herb called lobelia. It dilates that bronchial, helps you breathe easier, and it'll get any kind of mucus or phlegm out of there in a skinny minute. Peppermint also strengthens your immune system. We're going to be talking about immune system today. Also, it helps improve blood circulation. And it helps with urinary tract infections, especially if you layer it with juniper berries. And it also gives you relief, as you know, from nausea and headaches and migraines. And but get this, if you're a dog lover, they say take a few drops of peppermint essential oil, if you have it, and rub it on their paws, the little pads of their feet. It calms your dog down, especially if he gets a little spastic when their thunderstorm comes up. So a little peppermint, chill him out. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
All righty. Well, peppermint, if you're looking for some really great peppermint tincture, it's an aged concentrate, cold press, certified organic. Awesome stuff. You can find it at thepowerherbs.com. It is one of the tinctures they have in their digestion pack, if you're interested. Yeah. Great stuff. You don't want to give peppermint to infants, though. If, you know, baby's a little colicky, don't ever do that. Give them the fennel. The fennel works a lot better at the colic, gassy thing. All right, we're going to be talking about some strong antioxidants, because there's more than one way to boost an immune system other than just using really strong, powerful herbs that stimulate your immune system to work as it should, but just harder. We're going to be talking about some other ways that you can come in to assist the immune system through natural means, of course. So I'm going to continue my series on how we can protect ourselves from these killer viruses and bacteria with our own immune system. Okay? Antibiotics, not going to help you. They're so drug resistant, those bugs, you might as well look at another way to skin the cat, right? So use what you already have. Just, you know, empower the immune system to work better. So each day that goes by, guess what? The scientific minds out there are discovering that the ancients knew what they knew regarding health. That's right. Our ancestors for long ago may not have really known what free radicals were, but they knew which plants made them feel better and stronger against disease. They had no idea that the plants and herbs that they were eating were rich in antioxidants. Okay? They just knew they worked. So the term antioxidant is just what it means, against oxidization or oxidation. So foods with chemical antioxidants are going to inhibit the destruction of living tissue caused by oxidation. So when chemicals give antioxidants, let me ask you, what chemicals give antioxidants their power? Well, is it enzymes? Is it vitamins? Is it minerals? Well, if you answered enzymes and vitamins, you are correct. So your antioxidants are very important in developing a strong immune system defense. And we're going to talk about this. All right, let's talk about the theory, because in the 1950s, a Dr. Denham Harmon was the first to seriously link accumulative free radical damage to disease and premature aging. So a nutrient problem that America has is the government's recommended daily allowance, the RDAs. Because this system divides people into two nutrient categories, those below 50 years of age and those above 50. Well, do you think that someone that is 90 would require the same nutrition as a 51-year-old? Well, Dr. Art Uhlein, he's a pretty popular physician. He's kind of been in the media. Now, he stated that there are scientific studies linking free radicals to a decline in immune system function. So the elderly may not be eating well, and their immune system is not getting old. It's just not getting the nutrients it needs to protect them. So there is no doubt that antioxidant nutrition can enhance the human immune function. Let's talk about it, because you got a chemical fight going on. So there are several ways to wage war. Our bodies encounter foreign matter every day. And the job of the immune system is to neutralize any foreign invaders that are threats to our well-being and dispose of them. So when our bodies do not get the nutrition it needs through vitamins and enzymes, it is unable to stop the chain reaction of what are called free radicals. So this is a transfer of electrons or hydrogen to an oxidizing agent. And all this can occur in your cells and can damage or even kill the cell. So your oxidation nutrition in foods, the antioxidant nutrition in foods and in herbs, will actually terminate the replication of free radicals, which, you know, science declares as the cause and consequence of disease. All right, let's talk about petro, guys. The petro, the gasoline people, you know, this is interesting, folks. Antioxidants are so powerful as a natural preservative that gasoline manufacturers will add antioxidants to gasoline to prevent the formation of gum, the gums that, you know, clog the engine. Likewise, you don't want to gum up your body and make, you know, you targets to heart disease and neurological disease, autoimmune disease, cancer, cataracts, macular degeneration, and so on. So let's talk about some of the major hitters. In the 1990s, researchers discovered that the most potent antioxidants as a preservative now were your vitamin A, C, and E. Biochemistry was revolutionized by the discovery of the influence of these vitamins and what they have on living organisms. So the industrial world will use antioxidants to preserve their products, whether it's gasoline, tires, or saturated fats, and that's great. But you want to use antioxidants to preserve you and rebuild or boost your immune system, depending on if you've been, you know, vaccinated, if you've been using antibiotics or, you know, any prescription drug, then you've got some immune boosting or rebuilding to do. So how many antioxidants you have in your system is really going to depend on your lifestyle. Antioxidants are classified into two categories. The water-soluble antioxidants And these are found in your blood. And the lipid-soluble antioxidants designed to protect your cell membranes. So your body can make antioxidants, but needs the right nutrition to do it. So foods and herbs with selenium and zinc are going to help your body build its antioxidant reserves. How? How does it do that? Well, these minerals will help your body to utilize your antioxidant enzymes. So it's kind of like one of those, you know, buffers that the body actually taps into. Well, let's talk about your selenium and zinc foods for a sec. So you can tap into these types of foods containing selenium and zinc to assist the body to make those antioxidants with foods containing selenium and zinc like cashews, kidney beans, salmon, haddock, wheat germ, miso, beef, turkey, pumpkin seeds, pecans, pinto beans, walnuts, eggs, peanuts, oatmeal, almonds, and anchovies. All these foods are going to help. Well, let's talk about some foods. The foods which will contain more antioxidants now, overall, generally speaking, are going to be your fruits, your vegetables, your whole grains, your nuts, your seeds, your lentils, and even chocolate. Chocolate. I love chocolate. Just can't eat a whole lot of it, though. Now, green tea and vegetables with the dark green are going to be full of antioxidants, as well as your yellow and orange pigment vegetables, which will have more antioxidant nutrition. Okay? All right, let's talk about the ancient herbs for a sec, because I know we're going to run into a station break here soon, so I got to wrap it up. Let's talk about the ancient herbs. Way before microscopes and labs were created, there were the ancient healers like, Elder and Pitney and some others who wrote about the healing power of plants. But today we know that these plants are supercharged with antioxidants and can, you know, we can tap into them just like, you know, the people of ancient Rome. Herbs like milk thistle, ginkgo, ginseng, red raspberry, cayenne, echinacea root, astragalus root, garlic, onion, ginger root, horseradish, and others. Now, what do you suppose is the most studied antioxidant herb by medical science? Well, it's interesting that modern science has focused on milk thistle and ginkgo herb regarding antioxidant. So ginkgo is said to be the world's oldest tree species. And science has studied these herbs for years, trying to unlock God's secrets. Well, let's talk about how important these are for your immune system. Let's say fat and oxidized fat is deadly to your organs of the human body, especially the liver. Researchers and Dr. William Lee have stated that using milk thistle herb is a very proactive way to help prevent fat and poisonous substances from hurting your liver. Scientific studies have shown milk thistle to be effective in detoxifying the liver. So far, the essential chemical nutrient identified in the milk thistle to accomplish this is an antioxidant called Psyllobium marium, or also known as Psyllomarum. So milk thistle is originally indigenous to Mediterranean region, but is not cultivated, but is now cultivated all over the world, I should say. So the early Europeans, you know what? They would use the seeds of the milk thistle as a plant substitute for coffee. So if they didn't have coffee, they would use the seeds from milk thistle. All right, let's talk about if your immunity is suppressed, if you need to boost it a bit, if you need to rebuild it. If you have used prescription drugs for heart conditions, infections, arthritis, blood pressure, and other chronic diseases, then you're going to have a suppressed immune system. Your antioxidant foods and herbs can help revitalize the immune system function, and it's estimated between 75 to 85% of Americans, they don't eat enough of the fruits and vegetables for antioxidant protection. So a good example of what free radicals can do to your cells is to cut an apple and expose it to oxygen, the air. You watch it turn brown, and then it rots. So what most folks don't think about is that although free radicals are a byproduct of their metabolism and lifestyle, they are also a product of exposure to chemicals, dust, mold, excessive sunlight, water, and air pollution. So your diet and immune system support herbs will play a huge role in protecting you from free radicals and from having a weak immune system, okay? So who knew that foods and herbs would provide powerful anti-germotic and antiviral protection from the super killer bugs? Well, God knew, and he actually said, herbs are meat, they're powerful. He said that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 30. And he also said, herbs are here for the service of man in Psalms 104, 14. So your antioxidant foods and herbs will also benefit you as allergy season starts up. So you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. You can ask them about their antioxidant-rich herbs like their milk thistle tincture. They do have a heart cholesterol formula with that rich cayenne in it. They have an herbal eye wash. They have the ginseng formulas. They have the brain concentrate with the ginkgo. They have the Echinacea Deluxe, the sinus formula, the all-in-one, which is the plague tonic with the wonderful onion and horseradish and peppers. And then they have the astragalus root for your immune-boosting protection you can use pretty much as needed, and much, much more. So give them a call. You can ask for a free product catalog. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or you can visit their online store, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You can check out their herb kits, their immune system formulas. They have a vitamin vault with big plan savings if you're stocking up for the future. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com. And also, if you want to take advantage of some discount coupons, sign up for their free online newsletters, the HealthQuest or the American Survival Newsletter. You'll save on free ship or percentage discounts on your orders, and even some free stuff from time to time. So you can sign up free. If you have email, you receive the emails, the newsletters through email once a week, and you can opt in or opt out anytime. Thepowerherbs.com, just click on newsletters, and you can check that out. The American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and the HealthQuest one with the Herb Secrets and so forth goes out on Friday. So you can sign up now and save on your first order at thepowerherbs.com. I see by the clock we're going to take a break, and we come back, you know what? We got more empowering news. We're going to be talking about mutation. Ugh, it's creepy. And science finds the cause for real sinus problems. We'll be right back.
To the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get. with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and you're listening to Herb Talk Live on American Voice Radio. So glad you've joined us for the second part of the show. And I got to give you a shout out to go check out the Seattle Organic Restaurant folks. They have their banner on our links page at thepowerherb.com, powerherbs.com, and they got lots of nutritional topics. So if you're trying to eat better, have a healthier lifestyle. They got a wide range of health topics there that will help you out. It's not just about where to go out to eat. It's about being smart and having a better lifestyle. So check them out, SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com. Tell them I sent you. Lots of articles there. You'll enjoy that. All right. And don't forget, if you're looking for a backup currency, I know the person to call. It's Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And you can check her out at her website. Just click on the banner that's on our links page at thepowerherbs.com or give her a call toll-free at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. I believe the gold is going down, so this is an opportune moment to pick up what you need and do much better in the future. So give her a call and tell her I sent you. All right, we're going to talk about some mutating things. The scientific and medical community has pretty much conducted the largest genetic experiment on animals and, according to the U.S. federal and state laws, also on us humans. Now, what is the fastest way to change the image of God's creation and have dominion over it? Well, attack it on the genetic level, the material there to compromise it. So let's say, I'm going to read you a quote from Shane Ellison. He's a chemist, and he's the author of Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. He says this: the immune system is designed to recognize immunological components, viruses, bacteria, which come via our biological front door, which would be your nose, your mouth, your eyes, your lungs, not the back door through your skin and a needle. Okay, no syringes, in other words. He also goes on to say, when inoculated, the vaccines fly below the immune system radar, which makes the vaccines ineffective. It's a waste of money and puts your health at risk. And I've heard this from numerous doctors, that by the time that pathogen's in your bloodstream through a vaccine, which is pretty much right away, the immune system thinks it's supposed to be there, doesn't create an antibody, so you have no protection. So vaccines and vaccinations are the biggest hoax, the biggest lie. Scientific evidence proves it, and people are starting to wake up to it. So what is in this syringe, especially now the H1N1, which is causing narcolepsy in people under 30? What is in a syringe called a vaccination? Well, vaccines contain a lot of foreign viruses, and once in your bloodstream, they have direct contact with your human cells. The virus agents are so small that they can enter the cells like a ghost through a wall. And once inside, the virus can become part of the human tissue. So these viruses, they travel through cell walls, and guess what? They have a lot of baggage with them, and they can unpack their genetic imprints and transfer them to you, the host. So viruses contain pure genetic material, which means they have RNA and DNA, and they can invade and rewrite your cells. Scientists grow viruses on animal tissue, like monkey kidneys and calf pussy parts, okay? So the MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella, is grown in a chick embryo. Monkey, calf, and chick are foreign protein cell material in a raw state and have the capability of changing human genetic structures. So think of a negative of a photograph, and the virus injects the raw DNA version onto itself, onto your cells that carry all the genetic material from the animal species. So scientists actually call this culture media. Okay. Well, let me read you this quote from Waylane James. Wrote Immunization, the Reality Behind the Myth. It's a 1988 publication. He says this: originally, diseases which enter the body are filtered through an elaborate network of body defenses known as your immune system. But vaccines, because they are injected directly into the bloodstream, slip by those defenses, those checkpoints, if you will. So disease is able to gain access to all major tissue and organs and bypass the immune response that otherwise would have destroyed it. End of quote. So scientists and physicians have known for years that vaccines sow the seeds of disease but don't prevent disease. According to Joshua Lindenberg, Department of Genetics at Stanford University School of Medicine, he says this: Vaccines will warp the human cells, making them more susceptible to disease, and this is called bioengineering. Vaccinations accomplish bioengineering on an extremely large scale, end of quote. So changing your human DNA to animal DNA offers a spiritual rite of passage to classify you as an animal and to dominate you as such. So none of this is disclosed to the masses or to parents visiting a pediatrician. The only thing pure in a vaccine is evil. It's pure evil. So according to Dr. Robert Simpson of Rutgers University in New Jersey, in 1976 at the American Cancer Society seminar, he questioned the reason behind the MMR vaccine with the tainted chick RNA in it, which later manifested into rheumatoid arthritis in folks, also manifested as MS, and cancer epidemics are how it went sky high. So what's in that lethal injection you're getting? Now, Dr. Carly's been on the show, and she often calls them bioweapons, and I tend to agree. We think of a lethal injection to be reserved for the vilest of criminals on death row. However, the diseases vaccine deliver is a much slower death, but death nonetheless. If you think that this is a little extreme, well, tell it to the hundreds of thousands of people who developed AIDS or brain damage, learning disorders, paralysis, narcolepsy. More, if there's more, even after receiving the DPT vaccine, you can actually source a lot of that at the Journal of the American Medical Association, March 26, 1973, page 1459, Neurological Disorders Followed Live Measles Virus Vaccination, title of the article there. They know. They know what they're doing. So statistically, 1 in 8 children that get vaccinated in the United States will develop some form, mild to severe, of mental retardation. You know, slow learner, could be very subtle. Then it could be severe. Humans continue to be part of the largest scientific genetic mutation experiment ever. So the long-term effects of vaccines have produced some really scary disorders, and we have more mental health problems than ever before, if you thought about that. Physicians are now discovering that psychotic disorders can be linked to viral infections. And how many vaccines they want to give you now? Besides the flu shot, which has 3 strains, now they want to do the universal flu shot? Okay, so you've probably heard about the doctor, that your doctor does not recommend getting vaccinated when you're sick. You've heard that, right? Wait till you get better, then come back and see me. They tell you to get better and then go and get vaccinated, get the shot. Well, the reason is that when they did vaccinate sick people, when they were testing out their, syringes on folks, when they did vaccinate sick people, they developed the very disease they were being vaccinated against, and it was a more deadly form. So the medical community calls this provocation effect of vaccine. So why does that happen? Well, simply put, you dump viruses into the bloodstream when you're sick as a dog, and it overwhelms your immune system. Any incubation period for that disease is shortened and skipped altogether. An unlucky patient that's vaccinated while they're sick will experience a new level of suffering, permanent damage to tissue, and even premature death. And this is why those sick with skin disorders like eczema should not be vaccinated, especially with smallpox, chickenpox, or MMR vaccine, because they can experience a deadly form of eczema. And by the way, pregnancy is medically defined as an illness, and now medicine encourages pregnant women to line up to get vaccinated. How do I know it's defined as an illness? Well, because you get an ICD-9 and a CPT code, which are insurance codes that classify illnesses. When you go to your obstetrician, you'll get diagnosed with pregnancy. You're sick. See? See how that works? Well, with no long-term studies on vaccines, that's what we have. We have real no knowledge of what they're going to do. They call any delayed illness from a vaccine something else. How are you ever going to know the truth, then, of the risks associated with vaccines? Well, that's the point. You're not supposed to. So we're told severe effects from vaccines are rare. Those are the immediate effects. But what about the latent delayed effects? They are called degenerative diseases, folks. Don't you feel hoodwinked? I know I would. If I was just hearing this for the first time, I'd be going, oh my God. Yeah, degenerative diseases are actually, you know, the birth child of the vaccines. And, of course, they're blaming on other things. You know, they'll blame it on your lifestyle or your drug therapy or polluted food or radiation exposure or something, but never the vaccine. According to Dr. Wendell Winters, who's a virologist at UCLA, he says this: immunizations cause changes in the slow viruses which change the DNA mechanisms, end of quote. So now you have a definition of the development of degenerative disease. It's slow generating. It's a slow death. So your cells, your genomes will never be the same because foreign cells have replicated all over them, taken over the cells, the chromosomes, the genes. Put another way, your cell hard drive has been rewritten. Your thymus gland has to pull double duty now, or you'll develop an autoimmune disorder such as leukemia or rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or cancer. In countries where fewer vaccinations are given, like India, you find healthier thymus glands on autopsies. Remember, your body is not designed to make antibodies against its own tissue, but change the genetic code of your tissue and the character of your tissues, this causes your tissue to appear foreign to your immune system. Ergo, lupus or some other autoimmune problem. Let me read you a quote by Richard Moskowitz, MD. He was quoted in the Journal of the American Institute of Homeopathy, March 1983. He says this: it is dangerously misleading and indeed the exact opposite of the truth to claim that a vaccine makes us immune or protects us against disease. In fact, it only drives the disease deeper into the core of our cell structure and causes us to harbor chronic disease. The body's response is to become progressively weaker and to have less of a tendency to heal or resolve illness. End of quote. What about childhood diseases? Because that's where they get you. They put the fear of God into parents. If you don't get your kid vaccinated, he'll get polio and be a cripple. Major argument for vaccinations is the rates of serious childhood diseases are, well, they're very low or non-existent. They're saying that vaccinations have pretty much been enabled to do that. Not true. We have eradicated whooping cough, diphtheria, and tetanus only to trade them, folks, for autism, MS, ADHD, AIDS, schizophrenia, and degenerative diseases. So ask your pediatrician or your family doctor if they and their family get vaccinated. The honest ones will tell you no. Even Dr. Oz on the Oprah Network admits that he skipped the bird flu vaccine and won't allow his family to get that. And, you know, as Dr. Carly often points out, she's got a form on her website, and you can download that. And if your doctor's pressuring you to be vaccinated or have your family vaccinated, ask them to sign this form, which will guarantee, your doctor guarantees there'll be no bad side effects, damage to you because of the vaccine. So, you know, they're guaranteeing this, the vaccine's safe. absolutely safe, and they're waiving any protection, from current laws that if you do get sick or die, you could sue the pants off them. Well, they're not going to sign that. They're going to run the other way. So you know what? I am always thankful every day for the superpower above that, be God Almighty. And he's given us some power too, folks. It's a wonderful immune system which you can empower and take back through the power of God's medicinal plants. So let's go ahead and empower those elements into our immune system, help our immune system recover. You can do some organ cleansing too to purge a lot of this viral debris that's in there, bacterial debris that gets lodged into the tissue walls. You can remove that. It's through detoxification and using powerful herbs to draw those impurities out. So if you're interested in learning how to do that, and once you detox, of course, your immune system runs a whole lot better, you can check out thepowerherbs.com or give them a call at Apothecary Herbs, and they'll send you a free product catalog, and you can investigate it all yourself. It's an empowering moment when you realize you can accomplish that. It's awesome. God is good, right? The toll-free number, if you want to give him a call, is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. International callers, and of course, thepowerherbs.com. They do have a PDF download of the catalog if you want to do that. Otherwise, you can request one to be mailed to you. Free. First-class mail. All right, we got a few minutes. I want to talk about sinusitis because we are in allergy season, folks. Yellow pollen is falling from the skies. It just seems like it's raining pollen lately. And so people are going to be, you know, having the sniffles, going to have sinus pressure, headaches, and, you know, maybe even bronchitis from their allergies. 37 million Americans suffer from sinusitis alone. And that's kind of tough to deal with, especially if your immune system's not up to snuff. So sinus mucus can migrate to the chest when you sleep at night, give you bronchitis or even walking pneumonia. And most Americans try to tough it out. They'll use, over-the-counter stuff, or if it gets worse and they get a fever and they can't get to work, well, then they'll go to their doctor and he'll pump them up full of antibiotics, which won't work, by the way. And so all these bugs are resistant. And you just lower and suppress your immune system further, okay? But some researchers at the Mayo Clinic think they found the cause for chronic sinusitis. And their findings they published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, August 2010. And they looked at the standard medical treatment for sinusitis, which, you know, targets nasal and sinus tissue. And their findings, they discovered that the sinus infections were actually coming from the mucus, not the sinus tissue. So, you know, herbalists have known that for centuries. Mucus-producing foods bog the human body down with mucus, trap in the toxins, make us sick, give us sinus, ear infections, throat infections, bronchitis, pneumonia. Hello? Too much mucus in the body will stimulate a chronic condition. So with each infection, there is further damage done to the sinus membranes, making them vulnerable to future infections. But here's the thing. This really amazed the ENT guys. These are the ear, nose, and throat physicians. They were scratching their heads when they heard this because they were always taught that sinusitis originates in the inflamed nasal cells, which break down and release protein toxins into the nasal passages, the airway, and the surrounding tissues. Doctors were taught that the primary cause of sinus infections were allergies, hay fever, fungus, smog, asthma. Food allergies tend to create sinus infections. That's on the doctor's list, but it's way down the list. So one of the ENT specialists in the Mayo Clinic, Dr. Jen Pontecue, he stated, "We found that these toxic proteins are released into the mucus and not into the tissue. Therefore, scientists need to take into account that the mucus and not just the tissue and the surrounding tissue are the cause for sinus infections and other diseases of the airway," end of quote. Well, you know, if you've been the unfortunate person to have to go and get sinus surgery where they scrape the nasal passages, you know, they're trying to eliminate inflamed tissue, but you know what? They left all the mucus in there. Never works. Because they left the mucus and you didn't change the diet. Okay, mucus producing foods, gluten foods and dairy products. If you get off those, you'll forget about sinus infections. That's right. Boost that immune system. So read all your product labels because, you know, you can see some hidden stuff in there. But if you could just take a simple lifestyle change like that, wheat and dairy. Oh, if you're saying, well, what is there to eat then? Well, AuthenticFoods.com is your gluten-free central place to be. You know, you can have everything. You won't miss it. The wheat with their stuff. It's awesome. Health food stores carry their stuff too. And of course, there's all these milk substitutes now. You've got almond and rice milk and so forth. You got almond butter. You've got choices. And all these animals are pumped full of antibiotics and growth hormones anyway. Why would you want dairy? All right, so I want to tell you this. If you want to move mucus out of the body, the number one herb to use is hot, hot cayenne. It'll move mucus in a skinny minute. That's right. If you got phlegm, a little organic vinegar, cut that phlegm in a heartbeat. If you're looking for cayenne formulas for allergies and immune boosting, you know where to go, thepowerherbs.com. If you're looking for some immune-boosting vinegar, it has the immune-boosting herbs aged, and it's awesome. It's called All-in-One. It's at thepowerherbs.com, too. Check it out. You have tools. The number to call is 866-229-3663. If you're on the website, the sinus formula to look at is Echinacea Deluxe. Okay? Awesome stuff. Now, if you got kids that tend to get infections, you don't want to – if they can't handle the hot formula, you know, if they're like 7 or younger, then you'll want to go with the children's echinacea. But you need the hot stuff to move the mucus out. So check that out. They have pneumonia kits there as well. You have tools, you have choices, and they're all toxin-free. And God's herbs are good. That's all I got to say about it. I'm out of time. Don't forget, coming up on the 11th, John Monroe is going to be with me. Yeah, if you got vision problems and you want to know a natural solution to that, you got to tune in. John Monroe, he's going to be here. And, of course, Dr. Carly is going to be with us on the 16th, a week from today. So she'll be back empowering you all as well. Of course, if you have a health topic you want me to cover, don't be shy. Drop me a line, an email off the powerherbs.com website, or call me 9 to 5 during the week at 866-229-3663, and we'll see if we can't work it into the show for you. Well, I'm out of time, but you know what? The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. You want to seek medical attention before using any product or therapy, if you dare. That's your deal. That's your problem. I got to go, folks. The information is all for you and empowering, I hope. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.